Sure. Since you asked about Shane, I'll talk about him first. Nice addition to our team. I think he brings a veteran experience. He's obviously been a Super Bowl winning player. That helps a lot. He's very versatile. He brings great depth and competition to the spot. Very smart player. I kind of figured that way he was, the way he had played before, seen him on tape, and he really picked up our system well, has done a good job with the understanding. He's got a good, really good rapport going on with Eli right now, so I really like where he's at. I think he's done a good job, and he ended up the spring like I'd like him to. Rashad Jennings, who obviously had a very good year for us a year ago, he, again, has continued to develop. He's a great leader. He's very versatile. He can play all the downs, does a good job. Really like everything I saw from him this spring. Really felt good. He's fit. He's running around. So I think he brings a lot to the table also. Andre Williams played a lot of football for us last year. Was our leading rusher. Had a really good offseason. Has worked diligently because a lot of people ask about what we're going to catch in the ball. You know, when he came to us from Boston College, he didn't have a catch. His last year of playing in college, and he's worked diligently at working on his hands and continues to improve dramatically in that area. And he obviously he can run very well, he can block. And so all three of those guys, I think, have done a really good job. Orleans Darkwa, who played for us a lot last year, played a lot of teams, he's done a good job. He picks up the offense very smart player, got very good speed. It's good on the edge runs. He's done a good job inside. So I put him in there in a two-minute situation today, and we didn't miss a beat in the 2 minutes, so I thought he did a really good job. I got a couple young players, Akeem Hunt, and also Ken Harper, two good young backs that we're looking at right now. They're doing a good job. And, of course, we have two good fullbacks, Henry Hanoski, who has played for us for quite a while, and he continues to thrive in his role and brings a lot to the table for us. And then we've got Nikita Whitlock, a player that has played some on offense and defense for various teams, very strong player, very low to the ground, got good hands, and he's really expressed himself well. So I have a full room, 8 guys, a lot of depth, a lot of guys that have played well. And I think for those guys, a lot of those guys are getting a deep look in special teams, which makes me proud, makes me happy, because I think it helps our whole team.
A lot of people always ask us, reporters, how is the running back workload going to be distributed? Right now, do you have an idea as far as specific roles each guy is going to have, or is it kind of just feeling it out right now?
Well, it's still it's fluid. We're not really sure. Right now, I think what you learn in the spring is getting them acclimated to the system and make sure they can make all the adjustments that we have and see what they bring to the table. I think as we get maybe closer to games time for the opener, we'll find out more role-defining roles for them. Right now, I try to put them in every situation so I can see what they can do. I try not to say, for instance, that Shane's only going to run the ball. I want to see if Shane can catch the ball. I know he can, but I want to see if he can do it under pressure situations and vice versa. I do that for all of our guys because that way you can kind of find out what they all can do. And the great thing for this room is great competition. Because Rashad's watching how Shane's practicing and what makes Rashad play better, and then Andre watches and so on, and I have great chemistry in the room. So I feel good that all of them are pushing each other to compete and really be at the best.